Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, if Alex Trebek was my uncle, I would have totally expected him to get me onto Jeopardy. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. I've had comedy specials on TV, but let's be real. It's all about the car I drive. Or should I say cab? You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. To be a contestant live on stage at my show, stay tuned. Nicolas Cage has a famous movie family, and early in his career, he changed his surname to avoid the appearance of nepotism. He based his stage name on a Marvel Comics superhero, Luke Cage, who, interestingly, was one of the first African-American superhero stars, and obtained his powers in an accident that left him with superhuman strength and near-impervious skin. So puberty sucked for that guy, I'm guessing. Since his big screen debut in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Nicolas Cage has appeared in over 60 films, many of which have not done extremely well at the box office or with critics. In one film, he did learn to play the mandolin from scratch, Captain Corelli. He did win the Oscar for Best Actor in 1996 for one of his two Vegas-titled films, Leaving Las Vegas, not Honeymoon in Vegas, and he has dabbled as a director, starting with Sonny in 2002, a low-budget movie in which James Franco plays a male prostitute. But back to his famous movie family. His aunt is Talia Shire. So you know what that means. Nicolas Cage is technically related to Rocky. Academy Award winner Nicolas Cage is the nephew of what car-named Hollywood director? Is it Steven V.W. Spielberg? Quentin Gran Tarantino? Stanley Kubrick? Or Francis Ford Coppola? While his uncle Francis Ford Coppola cast Matt Damon in The Outsiders instead of him, Nick Cage did appear in Coppola's Rumblefish, The Cotton Club, and Peggy Sue Got Married. So I guess 3 out of 60-plus films qualifies as avoiding nepotism. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy, and a chance for you to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. To be a contestant at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th, watch one of my quiz show games on my YouTube channel, Adam Grow Comedian, and then submit a video response telling me why you should win cash at my quiz show. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.